Today at the WIAA State Track and Field Meet, action for Divisions 2 and 3 teams will get underway this afternoon. I talked to head coach Gina Lorenz of Ithaca Weston about trying to ignore the spectacle in the crowd at State.
I mean, you see the facility, you see the people, you know that it's three divisions there. I mean, we're not competing against each other, but it's like, it's just an amazing experience. Even alone, just UWL, I mean, they're both national champions. So, I mean, the talent that comes out of this area is just amazing. So, it's just an awesome weekend to shine, I guess.
Good luck to Clayton Lee and the 1600 and the boys 4x8, Clayton Lee, Ethan Burkram, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, and Sam Jones in that 4x8 relay today. For Richland Center, they're getting set for the action, and I talked to Coach Michelle Lewis this week about preparing for State.
On Friday, our boys 4x8 team, which is Owen Dreyer, Kiernan Culver, Ryan Stadler, and Robert Budden, and then our alternates are Drew Melby and Harrison Carpenter, they will actually run the first race that starts at 3:30. It goes Division 3 and then Division 2. They run them at the same time, so we'll be just a little bit after 3:30. And then Owen will get a little bit of a break, and then he's my only runner that made it in an individual event. And he will run the last event, so he has to do the first event and the last event, the 3200, which is the 2 mile.
As I look at those names, Michelle, it's no secret that several of those were involved in cross country last fall, weren't they?
Yeah, it was really cool. The bond that these kids have, you know, coming off of the successful cross country season. And Robbie Budden actually the other day said, man, I thought cross country would be the highlight of my year, but I get to start with cross country going to State and end with track going to State. So that was just cool to hear.
Yeah, you have quite a few seniors on this year's team, don't you?
I do. I have a total of 12 seniors on my track team this year. And in that 4x8, of the four runners that are going to be running, all of them are seniors except for Owen. He's my freshman.
Richland Center head track coach Michelle Lewis. Good luck to all of the runners from Richland Center as well. And Danica Pauls, who will cap off a brilliant high school track career with a pole vaulting competition this weekend on Saturday. For River Valley, they're represented by Aiden Hill in the 200 dash. And as mentioned, several from the area, including Kaylee Carter from Riverdale, in the pole vault. Cable Lafarge with Tierney Arndt in the shot put. Also Ava Young in the 100 meter. The girls 4x2, 4x1, 4x4 relays. Tierney Arndt will throw the discus as well. And for the boys, Landon Turgeson in the 1600. Adric Egge in the 400, in the 200. And in the long jump, Theo Parr in the high jump. And Kickaboo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team as well. Should be a great weekend at State for Southwest Wisconsin. The season came to an end for the Ithaca Weston softball team with a 7-0 loss to Belmont at River Ridge High School in the WIAA sectional final last night. The Braves are the defending Division 5 state champions, and they knocked off Ithaca last season in the state semifinal. Last night, Belmont plated 3 runs on 3 hits and took advantage of 2 errors in the first inning when they jumped to the lead. In an impressive 5th inning, Carson Raymaker, Jalen Leitzinger, and Lexi Rickers all hit solo home runs over the fence in left center field. Raymaker was the winning pitcher with 14 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 2 hits given up. Ithaca Weston had hits from J.C. Maxwell and Autumn McBain on the day. They stranded 2 runners in the 2nd, 4th, and 7th innings as they could not come up with a clutch hit. Maxwell suffered the pitching loss after giving up 6 hits. Freshman Aspen Young pitched a 1-2-3 6th inning in relief. Belmont is now 23-6 and will play in the state semifinal Thursday in Madison. Ithaca Weston fell to 19-5 on the season. After winning the Ridge and Valley Conference Championship and a WIAA regional title, 2 seniors played their final high school softball games as Jaden Boland and Valerie Bauer recently graduated with the class of 2026. Elsewhere yesterday in Division 4, Mineral Point moves to State after a 3-0 3-0 win over Fenimore at Riverdale Schools yesterday. In Division 3, Prairie du Chien hosted, and Lodi was a winner 8-7 over Adams Friendship. That was an 8-inning game. In Division 2 at Portage, Turner a winner against Mount Horeb. Final score of 3-0. The Richland Center Hornets soccer team fell in a regional semifinal match at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld 5-0 last night. The Hornets season came to an end after much improvement for the season. According to Coach Shawnee Fink, the team fell yesterday 5-0, and they look to improve in the coming years. After that, River Valley wins 6-0 over Mauston. They will play Lodi tonight at 7 at Lodi after the Blue Devils defeated Assumption 10-0. Division 3 games last night. McFarland was a winner 8-0 over Prairie du Chien Co-op. Fort Atkinson beat Evansville 4-2. Platteville Lancaster with a win against Whitewater Palmyra Eagle 6-1. Bigfoot Williams Bay 2-0 over Edgerton. Lakeside Lutheran beat Dodgeville Mineral Point 7-1. Belleville New Glarus 8-0 over Monroe. Mount Horeb 2-0 over Jefferson. Delavan Darien beat Cambridge Deerfield Waterloo 5-0. Bear Valley co-ed softball last night. In the 6:30 game, Clary Memorial Funeral Home defeated Parents Accidents 11-4. Clary was led by Caleb Olson, who blasted 2 home runs, and Aaron Hipsch, who drove in 4 RBIs. Parents Accidents was led by Chase Gilbertson, whose 4th inning triple sparked the offense and helped him finish with 2 RBIs. Clary Memorial Funeral Home improved to 2-1, while Parents Accidents fell to 1-3. In the 7:30 game, Free Agents picked up their first win of the season, defeating New York Life 12-10. Ryan Ferguson led the way with 5 runs scored, while Jacob Manning drove in 4 RBIs. For New York Life, Matthew Coe and Colton Clary each knocked in 3 runs, and Justin Molzoff crossed the plate 3 times. In the 8:30 game, in a rematch of last year's championship game, Bearvale Farms defeated Wallace Electric 10-8. It was Bearvale led by Cody Pulvermacher, who blasted the team's home run and drove in 5 RBIs. Wallace Electric answered with power of its own as Jake Morris hit 2 home runs and finished with 2 RBIs, while Kaylee Wolf added a 6th-inning triple and also drove in 2 runs. With the win, Bearvale Farms improved to 3-1, while Wallace Electric fell to 2-1. The Free Agents now 1-3. New York Life fell to 1-3 with the loss in the 7:30 game. The Giants were up by a run after a first pitch of the game, and they went on to claim a 12-9 win over Milwaukee. At one point, the visitors had a 9-run lead. Jackson Churia went deep twice for the Brewers, and David Hamilton cleared the fence with his 2nd home run of the year. Coleman Crow gave up 6 runs and took the loss. Brandon Sproat starts tonight's series opener in Colorado.